The latest from podnews.net.
Mayday, mayday. This is Echo Bravo 379er. Emergency transponder activated.
A new interactive podcast experience has launched with 8 different endings. In the first of its kind, Eli McElveen and Sean Howard have teamed up with an email company to offer a choose-your-own audio experience delivered daily. A few small tweaks to Google Podcasts on the web have been spotted. Most importantly, the service is now prominently linking to publishers' websites rather than hidden behind a menu option. Neither Apple Podcasts nor Spotify appear to link to publisher websites at all, depriving podcasters of potential revenue.
It's the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Guess what? I got a podcast and you don't.
Will Ferrell is flush with success after the Ron Burgundy Podcast and has launched a new comedy podcast company. Big Money Players Network will produce 10 shows over the next 2 years for the iHeart Podcast Network. Spreaker has unveiled a new partnership with StreetLib. The company's announced the collaboration will seamlessly allow book publishers to create podcasts and podcasters to create and distribute digital books and audiobooks. Stitcher is beginning to switch hosting of its podcasts away from Art19 over to Omni Studio, according to an email sent to publishers. Entercom has enabled a new feature, Radio.com Rewind. For about 50 talk stations from the US broadcaster, audiences can now access any of the previous 24 hours on demand. The company describes it as a third window between live radio and podcasting. That same service has been available from BBC Radio over a 7-day window since June 2002. And record companies may be feeling threatened by podcasting. UMG strategy exec Barrett Moffitt says he's concerned that US music fans are listening to less music and that podcasts are partially responsible. He made the comments, where else? On a podcast. And in podcast revenue today, podcast media marketing, which sells advertising in podcasts like This American Life and The Joe Rogan Experience, has signed with Nielsen for its podcast listener buying power service. In the US, DAX has partnered with Frequency to offer data-driven dynamic audio advertising. The press release covers work earlier in the year for a fast food restaurant, giving a special message about delivery when it was raining, which resulted in increased engagement. And Westwood One has reported that the amount of ad agencies advertising in podcasts has increased year on year once more in data released ahead of the IAB Podcast Upfront 2019. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.